Just a quick message that if you fancy it, then you can vote for us in the British Podcast Awards. All you have to do is go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote, or you can also find the link in our social media descriptions and bios. All you have to do is go there and search for the World Cup of in the search bar, click on our podcast and enter your email address. You'll get an email to confirm once you've done your vote, and just click on that link and it's all done. Thank you in advance for any of you that do decide to vote for us. Cheers. Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of the World Cup of Podcasts, the podcast where we choose a category, nominate contestants and debate each fixture to decide who is the champion of its category. Today we're doing a part two of an episode we did way back in November, and that is fast food.
Wow.
Part two. I know, long time has passed since then. How much better we've become? Questionable.
Three of us.
Yeah, exactly. Three on the call.
Agreed.
One is... It would be four if Ben was here, but Ben's not here today. And this will be another edition of the old 8 rather than 16 picks, similar to last week's, as change it up a little bit, you know. And we also did a part one, so we're kind of, there's not that many more to talk about. So we've gone with 8 rather than 16. So we're going to start the quarterfinal stage. We will have double votes that can be used from the get-go. And obviously, you can use them once and one time only. But yeah. Before we get into all of that, I want to just encourage everyone to get in touch with us on our socials at World Cup of Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and through our email address, which is worldcupofpod@gmail.com, and also through the website, which will be linked in every single podcast notes you see. So head on over there and get in touch. It's all good fun. And also, why not give us a little review on iTunes? I know you want to. Let's get through to... I'm not going to be negative today because I always am about this segment. We're going to go in there with positivity, and well, we're not going to be too, let down. So. Charlie Hadlam, what's in Charlie's loft?
Simon theme music.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Oh, come on, man.
That's the best one so far, I think.
That was actually the best one, I'd agree.
Thank
How's
you.
Everyone doing today, huh?
Yeah, woo. Great.
Yeah, been better.
Yeah, yeah, it's great to be here. Great to be here.
Did you want to talk about it? I could talk about it if you want. I'm not doing very well.
No,
don't ask if you don't want to know the answer, prick.
That's really offensive.
What? Really, really offensive. A little bit racist.
Very racist.
Carry on.
So, in my loft this week, I found my Shirley High School yearbook.
Ooh, shout out to Shirley.
So Shirley? Who's she then? Come on, tell us about her.
And basically, everyone had their own profile, and they asked two questions.
Oh my God.
And... everyone had to fill it out. So I mean, the first question. I mean, by the way, the picture is fucking awful. Like, it's when I dyed my hair brown, and I clearly didn't.
Wait. Okay, two things. Firstly, that picture will be on our Instagram.
No.
World Cup of Pod.
Let's not.
Secondly, you dyed your hair brown.
Yeah, I wanted to see what it'd be like, and I went in like on a Monday. And I kind of jokingly said, oh, you see, you can't call me Ginger Charlie anymore. And then they were just like, All right. They were like, all right, Charlie Brown. And I was like, okay.
Very good.
Got you good.
I was like, okay, cool.
They were very quick-witted. It was very quick, yeah.
Two questions were asked. I had to fill them out when I was in year 11. The first question was, what was your best school moment? And it's pretty typical, just lunchtimes in year 7 and 8.
Having classic
a laugh
Charlie.
With my friends, you know.
Both of them.
And, and the second one was three words that sum you up. Now, I think we should all take turns and guess what I put.
Guessing.
I think this could get dangerous. Words.
I feel like one of the words was M&M.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
was one Blade? Of the words.
What?
No, are they adjectives?
What's an adjective?
Seriously?
You're not joking, are
Was
you?
It intelligent?
They're describing words.
No, I
it's
reckon...
It's like ginger,
I reckon
straight out the gate.
You would have gone for funny.
Ginger's got to be one of them.
Did you go with funny?
Funny was on there, yeah.
It's ginger on there.
It's difficult to evaluate ourselves, isn't it?
I mean, I was brown-haired in the picture, so I guess I couldn't put that.
Yeah, but you're not.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll never know.
So at the moment, we've got funny. So
well, okay,
it's not very accurate at the moment.
So basically, they said three words to sum you up. Being Charlie, I put 10 words.
That's so on point with this podcast as well. Like, that is so true.
Three
of which are the same word.
God.
Funny?
No. Handsome?
Okay, I'm going to say it, but it's really cringe. Basically,
you brought this up.
I know, but...
This is again so a situation. Charlie's like, "Oh my god, should I sing it? Would that be like so random?"
Oh my god, this segment's shit. But should I still sing it?
Are we
go
done,
on, bro? No, go on.
Go on.
Basically, this is when Celebrity Juice was like at its peak. If you remember Celebrity Juice, and basically, I thought I'd be funny, and it wasn't funny, but I thought I would try. So I put bizarre. Lazy, and then oosh.
Oh, for Jesus Christ.
And then nice, kind, funny, and then even longer, oosh.
Oh my God.
I've never been more ashamed of you.
Christ. And then relaxed, hardworking.
What?
Hardworking.
And then I ended it all in capitals with oosh.
You're an interesting guy, aren't you?
Yeah. It is hard
how
to judge
you
yourself,
have friends?
Isn't it?
But
to be
yeah,
fair,
that's just me.
That's one of the better Charlie's lofts we've had in a while. I quite enjoyed that. I like a little trip down Charlie's like childhood.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't like going down it, so that's why I tried to delay this one as much as I could.
It was very good, and I feel like we should encourage the listeners to tweet at us with three words to describe themselves.
Or
three words to describe Charlie as well.
That would be even better.
No. But there's one point.
At World Cup of Pod.
There's one more thing I wanted to bring up. I went through when I was reading it, just to see what everyone put in my class. And there was this guy who I was kind of friends with, but used to like punch me a lot.
His
name was Mark.
I wasn't really bullied, but basically he was the one that like just made all of the mum jokes, like on me. No one else, just me. And he. When he found out her name.
He sounds
name.
Like an awful person.
He's really funny. But
his name was Ben Shorten.
Basically, in his one, Coach was sitting next to him in IT, and this is when we filled it out. So on his three words that sum you up, he put bad man, obviously. I mean,
I've heard this before.
Wavy.
And Tina.
And then Tina. So I'm not going to mention his name, but... Yeah, but respect, Tina. Respect, man.
Oh my god, what a dick.
Yeah.
I actually respect that a lot.
he was really funny, to be fair.
I respect him being Tina, but I don't respect him bullying.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that was a good one, Charlie. Credit where it's due. You've had a rough ride, but well done. You've pulled it out of the bag there. I think maybe you should just always bring something about your childhood, and it always encourages some kind
about
of story.
You,
yeah.
Why are you friends with someone that punches you a lot? Like, I mean, one of your friends is he punches
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we all emotionally punch him every day and verbally, so...
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Get new friends,
yeah,
maybe.
What's that saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will have psychological damage that will always haunt me.
Is that
very good?
I'm not going to take the piss out of how he stuttered through that.
That's okay.
No. It's a big word, isn't it? Psychologically, that's a big word.
Yeah, you nailed it that time,
really
though,
well.
So fair play.
Really well. It's not an adjective as well.
Very Ooh. Good. All right, well, thank you very much for that, Charlie. If we get down to thank business you. And find out what is the second world champion of the fast food category, and almost also kind of like the B-Tech, because this is like... None of these were good enough to get into the first time. Maybe some of them were good enough, but they were forgotten about. But so this is the, I guess this is
these
like
the afterthoughts.
This is the Europa League. We did the Champions League. This is Europa League. This is for Charlie and Simon that know lots about football. This is what that is. But let's get down to business and find out the winner of our first quarterfinal. We'll remind everyone we got double votes for this from the beginning. We have got Pret a Manger versus Pizza Express, and I'm just going to quickly preface this by saying we've kind of taken like some creative liberties with this particular topic, and we're basically saying fast food counts as anything where you can get a decent meal or something like, you know, a proper bit of food, and it'll cost you less than 15 quid there or thereabouts. You know, you could turn up with 15 quid and comfortably get what you want. But let's start it off with Pret and Pizza Express. Simon, Pizza Express was yours. Is it a top tier for you?
Yeah, I really enjoy it, actually. And it always does offers, which is even better. That's why it's on this list for me.
What is your go-to?
Without the offers, it's too expensive. The Polo Ad Astra.
Nice.
Don't ask me what that means. It's chicken with something. No, don't, Dan. Well, I said don't.
Polo is chicken, so that's part of it.
Yeah, it's chicken with, I want to say, like, chilies or peppers or spinach.
Well,
or
you eat it, so why don't you tomato-y? Fucking tell us what it is.
Is it a pizza or is it like a pastry dish?
Yeah, it's pizza.
Ah, yeah. Very nice.
But also, it sells pasta and stuff, dough balls. It sells lots of things, and it's wicked.
I don't think that Pizza Express would, I wouldn't necessarily say it's overpriced, because it's, like, decent, and you think there's a lot of, you know, you can get pizza and dough balls for, like, 15, 16 quid, which I think's all right.
Yeah.
So it's a decent one.
It's reasonably priced, but the, compared to, like, a supermarket, you know.
Yeah, I've got to be slightly careful because one of my friends works at Pizza Express. So, the thing that I always found with Pizza Express with the actual pizzas is there's not a huge amount of selection with regards to toppings. I always found that you could go to any Pizza Express and they normally have five, there or thereabouts pizzas that you could pick from. I will say that the dough balls, and they do salad dressing that you can buy in shops, and they're both delicious. That salad dressing is probably my favorite salad dressing.
I have not tried that, but I really want
it
to
now. It's so nice, and the dough balls that you can buy and the frozen ones, you just cook them up, they're delightful. And I almost prefer them to anything I've eaten in Pizza Express, because I'm more of a thick boy.
Yeah,
I prefer my pizzas thick. Pizza Express is really thin, isn't it?
So that's a good point you've brought up there, because
thanks, Jordan.
I feel like when you have the thick pizzas, we're talking Domino's Pizza Hut, right? They are a certain type of pizza, and the Pizza Express is the other type of pizza. Like, if you say, let's get takeaway pizza, you're not saying, like, what we're going, Pizza Express, better Italian. You're getting Domino's or Pizza Hut. Whereas if you're going out for a meal,
if it's eat-in, it's Pizza Express.
That's the way to put it, isn't it? So, and that's where those really shine through. But I think everyone goes to Pizza Express for the dough balls and they stay for the rest. You know, dough balls are the driving force of a Pizza Express, I think.
I would say with Pizza Express, I remember last time in our other fast foods edition, season one, I think we described it as somewhere that you wouldn't really take someone on a date. That's how we defined the fast food that we picked. But I think Pizza Express, I'd probably be more than comfortable taking someone on a date.
Yeah, you've taken me on a date.
Yeah, I've taken Jordan on a couple of days. So, yeah.
But, huh? What was that?
Huh? Shit,
anyway,
sorry.
Moving on. Let's talk a little bit about Pret. So this was my pick. The reason why I was comfortable putting this in the tournament, and this was actually a late shout on my behalf, but we had Greg's in it last time, and I think Pret is like the classy version of Greg's. It's the classy breakfast, the coffee place, and it's the food they do in there is so good. Like, it beats everything else, I think. Did we
go there when we went to Brighton?
Yes, we did.
Did we actually go there? Yeah, because I got that soup from there.
Yeah.
I thought it might be somewhere else. That soup was foul.
But the thing is with Pret.
Well, that's not what they're known for, but.
Yeah, but they have so many options in the hot food. Yeah. Like, if you go Starbucks or Costa or whatever, you get ham and cheese toasty, a couple of other different sandwiches, and then like porridge and all that sort of stuff. In Pret, you got, what do they do? They do like a kale and broccoli salad thing. They do like a mac and cheese. They do those hot wraps, the chicken ones, like the meatballs, Swedish meatball one is like the best wrap. It'll always be my go-to. They have a lot of options. And then for breakfast, they do like breakfast boxes or whatever they are with like sausage and beans and shit. It's great. Great establishment. And
I absolutely love it. The coffee there is amazing as well.
Yeah, I think... We don't want to go too far down the coffee road because obviously that's a different podcast, but I'd say Starbucks...
the package of the restaurant, the whole package of the place, isn't it?
I mean,
the food's good, the drink's good.
The point I was going to say there is Starbucks, nice. I'd go, if I was to pick my number one, I'd go for coffee, I'd go to Starbucks if I was going for one of the main chains. If I was going for food, I would go for Pret always because the food's better.
Yeah, definitely.
That's See, just my
I'd say
opinion.
Pret's sort of the... I know you said it was a classy Greggs, and I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I'd say that, Pret is alongside like Costa and Starbucks. I think it's the classier version of that, really.
Yeah, definitely. It's not a baker, it's a like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably more of a fair comparison. Should we vote on these ones? Pizza Express or Pret et Manger? I'll kick it off. I'm going to go against my own pick. I'm going for Pizza Express. Charlie.
Pizza Express.
Simon.
Pizza Express.
And Dan.
I'm going to go for Pizza Express as well, actually.
And there we have it, a 4-0, a nice convincing start. Yikes. And we will start as we mean to go on. We've got the Hard Rock Cafe versus Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
What are we saying here? I've never eaten in Chick-fil-A. Is it in this country?
I've never eaten Chick-fil-A.
No, it's American. And I think it's known because the staff are like... I nearly said forced then. That sounds awful. But the staff are known for being like the most friendly fast food staff. They are. They're really lovely out there. And the food is delicious.
I don't like that.
I think they do some wrap as well as like a chicken sandwich, chicken burger, whatever.
Now you said that they're like the happiest and all that, but is it like forced happy?
Is it really
over the top, full smile?
Like, it's a little bit off-putting.
If you go in there, you're not going Chick-fil-A with a hangover, are you?
No, I mean, well, having said that, genuinely the food is delicious. It is probably the nicest fast food I had when I was in America, because I've been to America.
Yeah, same.
I was supposed to be in America right now, actually.
So was I going in 3 weeks as well.
Ah. Time of recording, we were all meant to be in America, basically, for different things, weren't we? Apart from Charlie.
Yeah, well, no, I was supposed to be there to kiss a dolphin.
Get rejected by a dolphin.
Link back to the aquatic animals episode there. Good job. Chick-fil-A is really nice.
Sorry, carry on.
Chick-fil-A, sorry. Promoting us.
I'll let you go.
What was I saying? Yeah, so they do this like, they're not fries, but it's like, I don't know how to describe them. It's like a hash tag sort of shape of a fry.
Potato waffles,
sort of, but they're flat and like you kind of have to Google it. We'll have to put a picture up for people, but they're really fucking nice. It is a really nice food, and it is slightly annoying that none of you have actually had. Charlie,
look good.
You must have had some.
They're called waffle potato fries. I don't think I'll be able to send a photo. I'm on another device here.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
They're good. They're basically just potato waffles. But they look good.
Yes.
Nice.
Picture will be provided on the Twitter at World Cup of Pod. On the other hand, Hard Rock Cafe, S Money. I've never eaten here either. Why don't you sing its praises?
You know, it's one that I just knew straight off the top of my head. I've eaten there in a few places, and you know, it's been good every time. It's a bit expensive. It's not a cheap place, but you know, pizzas, burgers, pastas, salads,
beans,
it's got
nuts,
everything, cocktails and stuff.
I mean, like the food is good, but like I feel like the extra money you pay for the food is just to like be around. It's like a museum, so
yeah,
there's stuff everywhere.
Yeah, that's
so I feel like
I mean,
the
you're
extra few quid is literally just
stuff
to be around. Yeah.
If you haven't been to a Hard Rock Cafe, it's very very American, and it's basically just a big show. Like you go in and there's pictures of musicians and you know guitars. I think the one in New York that I went to, I think it's a Hard Rock Cafe that's got like half a car in the wall or something. It's one of those places that's a little
I don't want to brag, but I don't know, can I say it?
Well, you've started now, so
okay.
You're so hesitant.
I know I'm gonna say it and you'll be like, oh okay, mate, you've been
so
to that
just
one.
Say
right.
It.
So I went to the one in Florida. And
wow, okay.
above their bar, spinning round, is Elvis Presley's mum's car. And it's just really
that's
nice.
It, yeah.
Like a pink Cadillac.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of rude. What if she wanted to drive it?
Yeah. Yeah. How's she meant to get around?
In the one in London, I went there when I was a lot younger, so I don't know if it's still a thing. But we got like free tickets to this place called The Vault, and it was just next door or downstairs, but it was... You know, it had stuff like Jimi Hendrix's guitar, which he set on fire and played with his teeth in. and stuff like that. So it is a museum.
It's a novelty, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know if I have eaten in one before. Do they always come around with a fucking photographer trying to get you to get a photo and then pay for it at the end? Is that a different place?
I've never had that myself.
I think it's just usual.
At the beginning. Oh, no, I think at the beginning they do it.
Oh, well, but only if you want maybe to, it was just paparazzi with me, but I'm not sure if I've eaten them before. But I can tell you the reason why I don't ever want to go into Hard Rock Cafe, because they do have them everywhere. And that's kind of why I don't want to eat in them, because I'm like, well, I don't really want to be in like Budapest and then go and eat in a Hard Rock Cafe, because this doesn't see any point. You can just go somewhere that's not just like a generic Hard Rock Cafe.
If it was just in like New York or just in America, because I mean, part of the thing for me was when I went, and I think we went for breakfast, and they just do those fucking huge American pancakes that they give you like 24 of, that there's no way that you can get through them all, and that was the novelty of it, really. It was sort of like a very expensive American diner.
Yeah. Doesn't really appeal to me very much,
that's,
I must be honest.
That's sort of a good way to describe it.
Should we vote? Chick-fil-A.
Okay, mate.
Or Hard Rock Cafe. They kind of rhyme. Charlie, you can go first. Who are you going for?
Hard Rock.
Very good. Dan.
Very good. I am going for Chick-fil-A.
I am going to go for Chick-fil-A as well, making it 2-1. Simon, what are you going to do?
I am going to go Hard Rock.
Yes.
2-2. Dan, we've got a decider. What is going to go through into semi-finals of the World Cup of Fast Food Part 2?
The winner is Hard Rock Cafe.
And there we have it. 3-2 to the Hard Rock Cafe. And it is in to the next round. And we move on to our third quarterfinal. Reminder to everybody, we do have double votes. First one. Well, this is a good battle here. I like this one. So we've got Charlie's pick, which is Broadstairs Kebab.
Fuck's sake.
Versus my second pick, Wetherspoons.
Wow.
What do we think of that?
Hello.
I obviously have a lot more memories associated with Wetherspoons than Broadstairs Kebab.
Well, let me just break it down. Okay.
The floor is yours, Charlie Hadlam.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, first of all, it is the most posh kebab shop in the world. No, that's not my point. I'm just saying it. Just saying that.
Weird flex.
I was on Just Eat, and I was really hungover, and like nothing was really open. And I didn't want pizza again. I was like, I can't be bothered. So I went and googled on Just Eat, and I found this place, Borsters Kebab, with a legendary rating on Just Eat, and I was like, ooh, I didn't even know they gave out legendary ratings. So
damn,
did it. I looked at their menu.
I feel like we have. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe. If I have or not.
Charlie, is this the place me and you went on the way back from a night out on Folk Week?
I think so.
Where we ate chips off the floor.
I think it was
the classy one?
Yeah, it was that one.
Okay.
It was good, but don't judge it by the chips, obviously, because obviously we ate them on the floor.
Well, now we are.
Well,
no, but they were good enough to eat on the pavement. So,
if anything, they were so good you ate them off the floor.
They were damn good.
Rather not.
Yeah, I looked at their menu. They do literally everything. I know like some kebab shops do everything, but I've like actually had a bit of everything on the menu, and every bit of food is so nice, which is so rare.
Do you mean like does like pizzas and burgers and stuff?
Pizzas, burgers, fried chicken.
That puts it down in my book immediately.
Why?
A good kebab shop just does kebabs.
It doesn't have a specialty.
I know, but it's also the best kebab. Like it's the one that everyone goes to for kebab as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but in Broadstairs.
Okay, but it's like a little gem that you would never be able to taste unless you're in Broadstairs.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Wetherspoons on the other hand. So this was my pick. The reason why I picked it is because you can comfortably eat dinner in there for less than 15 quid. And although like all their curries and stuff are, and I'm just going to say allegedly, are microwave meals, they're good. And you get good value for your money. You get good portion sizes in there.
The thing is,
and I know everyone goes for breakfast there or whatever.
Yeah, I mean the breakfasts are good.
They're very good.
I like a burger, and their burgers to me are awful. Like,
are they
awful?
You do like?
I think so.
Just I sort of got a side with Charlie on this. Yeah. I don't think they're awful, but they're not. They're just very
They're down there on the list.
They're just average, you know.
I feel like I need to have another one special. So I can kind of. I don't really remember them being especially good or bad.
But their pizzas are like very close to Pizza Express. Gotta be honest, they're very, very nice. They're very thin and they have like they're kind of the same texture. That makes sense. Than like Pizza Express.
And they do a great sundae.
Because they just fucking bought the Pizza Express ones from Tesco's.
Probably, yeah.
Allegedly, maybe.
I will say that I don't think I've had more than just chips in Wetherspoons. I go there just to get absolutely plastered.
We should go. I kind of miss Wetherspoons. I know we can't leave the house on all the pubs shut. Well, should we go to Wetherspoons?
I remember the last time we went, you almost got us kicked out because you wouldn't show me.
I had a good reason.
I don't want to go with you again.
I defend it to the hill. Do you want me to tell the story?
Let's do it. Yes.
Right, and I agree. Yes, I was being a bit of a dick. But in my defense, I was pissed, right?
Shock.
So we're in the Wetherspoons in Ramsgate, which is the biggest one in the country.
In the UK, nice, yeah.
Yeah. and so we got there and we all got ID'd on the door. It's like, fine, whatever. ID'd into the bar. Go. We went up to the bar, ordered some drinks. ID'd there again for some reason. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. All good. Sitting having drinks. Sat at a table and we're all fairly plastered, and then I went on the app.
Was I there? I feel like I wasn't there.
I'm not sure if you were. I feel like it might have been when you were all working away or something.
Being there, Dan.
I do feel like I remember the story. Maybe I've heard it before.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. But so we're sat at the table, and then I went onto the Wetherspoons app and ordered a round of tequila shots for everyone.
Of course.
And then
I was there in spirit then.
The barmaid comes over with this tray of tequilas, and she's like, comes up to her holding these tequilas in her hand. She's like, can I see your ID, please? And I was like, what? It's like, we've been ID'd to get in the door, ID'd at the bar, and now you're standing here with a tray of tequilas.
Already poured.
I was like, what are you going to do? Just not give them to us? And then she was like, well, I just need to see your ID. It's like, I've already shown my ID like loads of times. Eventually, she gave in and just put them down on the table. But, I mean, not being funny.
This poor girl, she's probably about 17.
Not being funny, though.
She was like 30.
ID'd twice, and then she's bought the tray of tequilas over. What's she going to do, pour them back in the bottle? Ridiculous. That's my downside.
She shouldn't have ID'd three times, but you know when it's like, if I just show this, it'll be done in 2 seconds.
Yeah. But then I
still had 2 minutes of just sitting awkwardly.
Of principle. And I was pissed. I don't disagree. I was being a massive
twat. That's the thing.
Like,
I was standing there with my ID in my hand, and Jordan was going, I'm not showing you my ID. I was just like,
yeah,
I've got it
everyone
here.
Everyone else had shown it, and it was just Jordan. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, but so I mean... Like,
it is ridiculous. If you get ID to get in the door, like, why are they then ID'ing you after
that? That's usually how it works.
That was stupid.
That's usually how it works.
And then... just to shout out Tina once more, we're telling this story to her the next day. And Charlie was saying, like, telling the story like me being a massive twat. And then his mum was like,
I think I was there.
And his mum was like, no, he's bang on. He's exactly right. Why should he show the ID? He's already shown it. And I was like, yeah. So shout out Tina. She is the real winner of the World Cup of Fast Food 2. Should we get into the vote?
I feel like I was there.
And then she was struck for her fucking stupid point.
Jesus.
Sorry, Karen.
Hey, wait, sorry. Was that... So I'm so sorry. Is that also the morning that I did the Pirates of the Caribbean thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
but okay. I mean, that's irrelevant to anyone listening to this podcast because they weren't there.
I'm trying to tell another story.
Yeah, you're talking about drinking alcohol and not fast food, so irrelevant story, maybe?
I mean, I could explain the story. What are you going to explain? That you did a... What did you do? A whip and a nay-nay to Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We vote, please.
Broadstairs Kebab, Wetherspoons, Charlie.
Broadstairs Kebab.
Simon.
Easy Broadstairs Kebab.
Daniel.
Wetherspoons.
Wetherspoons for Dan, and I'm going to double vote Wetherspoons, taking it
through
3-2 and Broadstairs Kebab. You are no longer in this competition.
Shit.
We move on.
You snake.
To our last of our quarterfinals, we have got Chiquitos versus Sushi Mania. Dan,
let's go.
The floor is yours.
Sushi Mania is just like you have these kind of sushi places, like Wasabi was in the last one. Yo Sushi is obviously a more obvious one. Sushi Mania is more of a sit-in. It is a chain. It's sort of on the level of Pizza Express in that it's quite a nice chain, but I'd still call it fast food. It's just delicious sushi. Like, I don't know what more you can ask for. And they have like a lunchtime deal. And I've just found out that there is one in Oxford. Or ironically, I found it out literally the day before we went into lockdown.
Ah. Oh, gutted.
So yeah,
40 and 41 Park End Street Road, Oxford. So
there you go.
Check it out. Thanks, OX1 1JD.
Right next to a nightclub called Attic.
Absolutely. Perfect. Shout out Attic.
Shout out to Attic. Yeah, many memories there. Wetherspoons and an Attic. That's normally the regime.
Sounds delightful.
It's just well nice. It really is just delicious.
So what are the prices like? Is it wasabi yosushi?
Don't worry about that. I got you, man. It's fine.
Sushi Mania, half price at lunchtime and after 10 PM.
Sushi's a lunchtime dish.
And I think lunchtime normally lasts until about 3 PM as well.
Yeah,
like it's quite a long lunch.
I like that.
I think the prices are okay. The thing with sushi is it just depends how much you get, because you can get like one bit of sushi for like £6, but then you don't want just one bit of sushi, you want like 12. So
sushi's always one of those ones for me that kind of creeps up on you, like in terms of how full it makes you, because like especially if you're in like a yo sushi on the like the belt and all that, you know, it's coming around the conveyor belt, you'll get a few bits and just start munching, and then you've ordered something, set up the menu, and then it gets there, you're like, I'm actually quite full up. Do you ever experience that in Sushi Mania? Is it a mania of sushi?
There's the one, so I've only been to the one in Reading, and there was no like conveyor belt sort of thing. You can order stuff and you can go up and order more, obviously. How do I say it? The person that I used to go with would order quite a lot. And I would sort of be like, yeah, fuck it, I can eat that much. And then it would come and I'd be struggling like quite quickly.
Damn.
Because it's like what you say, like it's so nice as well. Like you want to eat more, but then you're just like, I will pop.
I respect that. All right. Charlie, of all the other chains you can't pick, you picked Chiquitos. What is your reasoning for that?
Even though...
Is that the shitty Mexican?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. it's kind of expensive, but the food is, to me, is always kind of on point.
It's expensive.
Well, I mean, usually some places are kind of shitty, like Sushi Mania.
You've never been.
How do you know, huh?
Because you literally said you've never been.
Yeah, okay, well, let's put some context on this. So yeah, they're famous fajitas, classic chicken fajitas, £14.50.
Oh,
fucking
jambalaya,
hell.
Now, £14.50.
All I'm saying is I've only ever had that there. There's nothing else on the menu I've touched. Is anything else good? Is that the only good thing?
The thing I think
has anyone else
best,
had anything else?
The thing I think is best is the burritos and quesadillas. Just because the quesadillas are like huge.
I do love a quesadilla.
They're fucking very nice, massive. Yeah.
But you can also get the snack bite ones, which are really small with no rice in it, but they fill it up with different kinds of veg with the chicken.
Ugh.
Gross. You've lost me now.
Yeah, God.
But but when they bring out the chicken as well, the fajita chicken, it's like just on a big like wooden plate. Just sizzling away, and everyone looks at you, and it's like, "Yeah, I ordered this bitch." We say it.
You just start sizzling with it.
Charlie loves attention as well.
I'd love it.
Sounds about right.
Interesting. I didn't realize Chiquito was that pricey for a let's face it, another in a long line of
usually,
Mexican chain restaurants.
But they also do that same thing as like Pizza Express. They always have like discount deals on, so it usually goes down to like £12.
I love that
every time. Yeah. But yeah,
fair
I think
point.
The thing, this just kind of comes down to what you'd rather fancy.
That's the thing. I can't really make a point. I can't even like think about sushi because I've never ever had it.
I've never ever had sushi.
During college, Jordan never had sushi. Did you?
Yeah, it took me a while to actually finally have sushi. It's because I never really liked fish. And then, and I tell a lie, I did have sushi with, I had like the Tesco sushi with you, Simon.
Yeah.
But I never like eaten sushi from a restaurant until.
I was quite a late bloomer to the sushi game as well, to be fair.
You just needed it once to you've had get it, ahead of the game with your particular taste in women, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Not on a podcast, Jesus. Actually, that came second, I will say.
All right, well, let's vote on these two before we hand off to a little break. Chiquitos or Sushi Mania? Charlie.
Chiquitos.
Simon.
Sushi.
I'm going to go for Chiquitos, making it 2-1 to Chiquitos. And Dan.
Double vote, Sushi Mania.
And Sushi Mania goes through 3-2. That wraps up our opening round of the World Cup of Fast Food Part 2. That is a mouthful, but we'll go on to a break and we'll see you right after this. Hello, it's Jordan here from the World Cup of Podcast, and I'm here to encourage you to go and follow us on social medias, which are our Instagram and our Twitter, which is at World Cup of Pod. We also have an email address and a website. You can find the email address, which is worldcupofpod@gmail.com, and the email address is linked in all of the show notes of every episode. So get involved, follow us over there, and we'll see you over there. Thank you. And we are back for the World Cup of Fast Food Part 2. I'll head you over to Dan McClue, who's got a lovely section called the World Cup of Answers.
Yes, here I am. Sorry, that was really shit opening.
There he is.
here I am.
There he is.
Yeah, this is the World Cup of Answers. This segment normally turns to absolute shit. I will say that Ben isn't here, so it should be slightly more.
Thank God.
We still have ordered. Charlie, though.
Ordered.
Come on.
Yeah, this is a segment where we respond to your questions. Remember, you can send them in anonymously. They can be about anything. We've sort of done the ones that are topical, but yeah, they can be anonymous if you want. So Simon, pick a name.
I'm gonna say fish.
Fish. So okay. Fish says, since the last fast food episode of the podcast, have you tried any new fast foods?
That is really difficult. I'm on the spot now. I can't think. Say what
I've not tried any brand new, but I've had Chinese from a new shop because my one was shut. And
interesting.
You know when you try somewhere else and it's fucking awful?
Yeah.
Like you think, how is that shop even open? It was one of those. It was absolutely awful. No, I regret spending money there. Quite honestly.
I'm quite well versed in Chinese food places around the countries. Just from the job and being in hotels now, I always order Chinese food. And yeah, there's sometimes you pick somewhere, and I've got like a local place around here that is my favourite that I always go to. And you go on like Just Eat or Deliveroo or Uber Eats or whatever. Other food delivery services are available.
Allegedly, sorry.
And you know you're in some fucking random place, like you're in like fucking Rochdale or somewhere. And you look at the Chinese place and it's like, yeah, 5 stars on one of those food delivery services. And you're like, yeah, sick, I get that. And then you get it and it's just like, this is not pleasant, really.
Yeah, it's amazing how different they are. Even though mine was like 2 minutes down the road. You know, same road, really. Yeah. Awful.
Jordan, Charlie?
I don't have a new like fast food I've gone to that I can think off the top of my head. But I will say, probably since we last recorded, I think I'm a full-time bean burrito over meat burrito guy now.
What?
Yeah, that's
hideous.
No, I think I always go for bean burritos now, and it's not like a... It started off with kind of like trying to eat less meat just to be a little bit healthier, but I actually prefer them. I prefer bean burritos to chicken or beef or whatever burritos. Genuinely. Yeah,
I respect that.
That's for me, foul. It's a texture thing. You've got to have something a bit
chewy. Think with... Yeah, but... I think with... Like, the beans add more flavour, for one, because they've just got a nice flavour to them. And you're not actually losing very much texture, I don't think. Obviously, you haven't got the same chewiness, but I think the flavour is... Because I don't think the texture's bad, for one, with the beans, but it's also the flavour is actually nicer with the beans in it.
Okay.
Is the beans, as they say.
Is the bean. Yeah, interesting. I don't agree with that.
I have a opposite.
Let's move on to the next question. No, I'm kidding. Go on, Charlie.
I used to have McDonald's like once or twice a week last year.
Shock.
Like really, Jesus. Like really bad, yeah. It was really bad. but I have not had a McDonald's since Boxing Day last year.
Wow.
It's actually kind of a big feat for me, I'm not gonna lie.
Well done, mate. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
What have you had instead? Burger King?
The first like kind of burger fast food thing I had was Burger King in Brighton. That was the first time. So I lasted that long. Pretty good.
You had a Burger King in Brighton?
Yeah, I mean, you stayed with that. You stayed in that club. Okay, let's not go down that road.
And then all right, next question. very quickly. Next question. Who picked a name? Not Simon. Jordan, pick a name.
I'm going to go for. Benedict.
Benedict says, "Who would win in a fight, Ronald McDonald or the KFC Colonel?"
KFC Colonel.
Colonel all day long.
He's got the cane. Yeah.
But do you know what's inside the cane?
Allegedly,
fucking 45 caliber pistol, mate.
Okay, well that's just ridiculous. That's unproven.
I mean,
no guns in this fight.
That's absolutely libelous as well.
I mean, he's a colonel. Like he's clearly a bad man, and also that clown is clearly chicken shit. Like there's no two ways about it. He is chicken shit. Like he's a sort of guy who might be acting like the big man, and then when it comes down to it, he'll just be a clown essentially.
Do you remember?
I think Ronald McDonald. That's what I think. Go on, Charlie. Another fucking irrelevant story. Go on.
No. I was going to say, do you remember all of the characters that used to be a part of McDonald's and now not even the clown's part of it, really, now?
Do you remember? No, I don't remember.
Yeah, you had the clown, the Hamburglar.
I mean, I didn't get it twice a week, so I wasn't that into it.
But like, do you remember there was all those characters?
They always used to have like the cutouts of them in the McDonald's, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was that purple parties thing? Was that McDonald's, is it?
Yeah, they just started to disappear one by one, and then now it's just a red poster with a poster with a yellow M. That's it. Very simplistic now.
Well, that's modernization, isn't it? I just want to add a little thing to this. I will say this question was it was originally who's better at sex. So I've tried to
okay. Oh, then Ronald McDonald all the way.
You can, go on, you can answer that if you want.
Yeah, I reckon the Colonel might be a bit rigid.
I think the Colonel's better at sex, but Ronald McDonald will win in a fight.
You think Colonel's on top? Nice try. Problem. He's relaxing all the way.
Alright,
problem with Ronald McDonald is you can see him being a nonce. Sorry, allegedly.
Come on,
lower the tone.
Yeah, definitely figure my name now.
Ben's here now.
Pooperino.
All right, Pooperino says, if you could only have one meal from one fast food place for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Paul says kebab.
Why?
What meal is that?
Oh, wait, one meal or one chain?
Yeah, one meal.
Oh, shit.
You've got to learn to listen, man. You're too busy thinking of a fucking name.
Thinking of a way to distract everyone.
Only Charlie could name a kebab my favorite shop and then meal, not know what meal to get.
I know my favorite meal is roast dinner. Like I could
from a fast food.
From a fast food.
That's what I said.
You're right.
I said a chain or a fucking meal. You said a meal.
No, a meal, yeah, from a chain.
A meal from a chain. God, you don't fucking listen.
Everyone else knew the fucking question. How did you not know?
Dickhead.
How are you struggling with this? It's so basic.
I'll tell you what. Why did you do fast food
and I just randomly go?
Yeah,
I'm going for Nando's, because this was in the first lot of the fast food. I'm going for Nando's. Extra hot chicken pita with chips, and I would say corn because that's my usual order, but I'm gonna go spicy rice because I would miss spicy rice if I couldn't have that again. And that's me.
Yeah,
that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
I'm kind of torn because
you're right,
I would say Sushi Mania, but there's not fuck, it really hurts. I would say Sushi Mania, but there's not really one.
The one, wait, Sushi Mania is one you'd have for the rest of your life. That's a big statement.
Well, that if you fucking let me finish, man, Jesus,
you're right.
Christ alive. No, because the thing is, I love sushi and it's delicious, but there's not there because of the way sushi is. There's not really one meal I could have for that. Do you know what I mean? Because
little dishes.
Yeah, but even still, that's the bold statement. So a sushi place would be your one takeaway/fast food place that you could eat in ever again. That's bold.
Yeah.
Sushi, really.
Sushi's fucking delicious.
Over pizza.
Well, I think Nando's is shit, so I wouldn't have Nando's.
I mean, that's fine. But like,
I sort of agree with Dan.
Pick that over like a Domino's.
Well, that's why I said I'm torn, because I'd either have that or a Domino's. But people keep interrupting me.
I don't think that's right.
I would have the Picture House full English breakfast. Because it's got everything. It like even does tomatoes nice. And I'm not a massive fan of tomatoes. But it like puts them in a herby sort of crust.
I love how you just like for your class. One meal every day you'd have something you don't really like that much. But they do.
No, just
well.
The tomatoes. But everything else is just amazing.
Okay, interesting. I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Like, because even with Domino's, with any of these, you get really tired of them really quickly. At least Domino's will kind of fill you up a little bit.
I don't think I'd ever get bored of Nando's. Genuinely, I love Nando's.
Mm. All right, fucking hell.
Jesus.
Charlie, have you decided yet, or is this too difficult?
He wants a roast dinner.
No. I mean, yeah.
You did say a full English breakfast, so.
Yeah, so shut your mouth.
What? I was backing
but
you
he
up.
Said it from the
yeah,
kebab
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Simon, shut up, not you, okay, Dan, right. Beautiful baby.
Go on.
All right, what would you have, Charlie? Go on.
No, do you know when Jordan said Nando's, I was like, yeah, probably Nando's.
Yeah, there you are, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't, though. He didn't say that.
No, because yeah, you're not making your
go
point.
Go Nando's, we can go why together.
Why do you think
love
to. Oh, God. Jordan, would you love to?
What's that?
Go there every day for the rest of your life with Charlie.
That wasn't the question, though, was it? The question was if you could only have one.
I'm now saying... I'm not because you're saying you'd go together. Would you spend the rest of your day if the only way you could have
every
Nando's
meal?
Was that, if the only way that you could have Nando's was that Charlie had to be there for every meal, would you still want it?
For every Nando's I go into, so or is that every day Nando's?
Yeah,
I gave you two options. You said yeah.
Every day.
Every day just, with Charlie, or never have Nando's again. Fuck it. Yeah, I'd do it. Because I just see him just for Nando's. That's it.
Me and Jordan would become that like really old married couple that are sick of each other.
Yeah,
that's what would happen after about a year.
You don't have to get married, God.
Yeah, but then,
please.
Well, I might as well. Nando's theme wedding.
Very good.
Jesus.
Well, we wouldn't have much choice. We've got to be in Nando's, haven't we?
I mean, that's the food. That's the catering company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for those answers, guys. Thanks for the questions. Get in contact with us on our social media, Twitter and Instagram at World Cup of Pod, and the email address is worldcupofpod@gmail.com, which is also linked in the description through the website. Back to you, Jordan.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Into our first semi-final, and Charlie and Simon both have double votes. Dan and I have exhausted that option already. We'll go through to the first one, which is Pizza Express versus Hard Rock Cafe. This is, for me, this is quite simple. What is it, easy for anyone else?
Yeah, dead easy for me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first one.
Pizza Express.
I don't know.
I'm kind of... I think I'm leaning towards the opposite way. I think I know what you two are leaning towards, but I think I'm leaning towards the opposite
I'm
way.
I'm currently leaning towards Pizza Express. I just think, if I look at it this way, and it's easy for me because I don't really eat / never have eaten in a Hard Rock Cafe before, but if you were walking down the street... and there was a Pizza Express and a Hard Rock Cafe, regardless of whether the fact you fancy pizza or not, put that out of the question. Just in terms of restaurant, which one are you more likely to go into just naturally? Would it be Pizza Express or would it be Hard Rock Cafe?
It would be Pizza Express, but if I fancied a burger, I wouldn't even consider Pizza Express.
That's the thing.
It'd be straight
I'm
to Hard
thinking
Rock.
Like...
It depends what I'm eating.
Yeah.
But overall, I'd rather not pay for the gimmick of sitting somewhere with... all of this, it you know, like posters and cars and shit. I just want to sit down and have food.
I think the problem is that Hard Rock Cafe is obviously, while there are some in the UK, it's obviously an American thing. And I think the fact that it's a novelty and the fact that it's, you know, big fatty American food is just makes it so much more appetizing for me right now. Because I think I like Pizza Express, but there's better pizza places. Pizza Express would be at least the third choice for me if I had to pick a pizza place.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
Well, if I was getting like a takeaway or something, it would be the third. Like, I'd pick Domino's, then Pizza Hut, and then Pizza Express.
Yeah,
that's takeaway.
I see that.
Yeah,
that is takeaway.
And I think that's what's putting it down a little bit. It's just that Hard Rock Cafe is such a novelty that I like. Because I eat it less, I want it more now.
I find,
like, if I'm thinking right this second,
I find it because it's a novelty. I find that more irritating. That I'd want to eat there less.
Yeah.
Because the thing about Pizza Express, you just know what you're getting into and just like nice and easy.
That's the most Jordan opinion I've ever heard in my life.
No, I mean,
it's true. That's what I think.
I get what you mean. And I don't necessarily mean the whole entertainment factor of Hard Rock Cafe, because that is, it is and it would get old really, really quickly. But just the, to be honest, I just kind of fancy some fatty pancakes right now.
Fair. I think we're pretty much set there. Should we get into the vote, decide which one's going into the final? Pizza Express, Hard Rock Cafe. I'm going to kick it off with Pizza Express. Dan.
For Hard Rock Cafe.
1-1. Simon, what are you going for?
I'm going to double vote Pizza Express.
Ooh, 3-1 to Pizza Express. And Charlie, what are you going to do?
Fuck. I was really hoping it would go to like just a normal like split decision.
Yeah, maybe.
He's so chicken shit, isn't he? He's such a little pussy.
He is wrong.
Double vote Hard Rock.
Okay, yes. I'm going to a decider. Amazing.
I feel like it needs a chance.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Let's get into that. Dan, who's going through?
The winner is, unbelievably, the second time I've lost this. It's Pizza Express.
Pizza Express. Wee. Is
all right, I gave it the chance.
Yeah, he gave it a chance, and justice was served in the end, which is great. Pizza Express is into the final. We've got one more matchup and no more double votes. Weatherspoon Sushi Mania. Sushi is very much, and I do like sushi, but I've got to be really in the mood to eat sushi. This is why I was so surprised when Dan said he would pick it as his one, that I've got to be in the mood to eat sushi, and as well with a sushi place, you're quite limited in the sort of, in the food you can get. Whereas Weatherspoons, you can get whatever the fuck you want. And a pint, all for 10 quid.
That is why I've already made up my mind. As much as I love sushi, it's one of those things, you've really got to be in the mood for it.
Nah, the thing is that Weatherspoons, I think, is more familiar to us for the drink. Like, you don't... I refuse to believe you'd go to Weatherspoons just for the food.
I would in the
you
morning.
Go because you want to... Yeah,
definitely but, no, but for
even,
breakfast.
Nah, even for breakfast. Nah, definitely like, surely would. You'd rather go to McDonald's
no,
for
no,
breakfast.
No, I would... If there was Weatherspoons, I would always pick the Weatherspoons for breakfast, definitely.
What breakfast have they got?
Like, full English. But you can get, like, a mix. So you can get it's a good. Full English... it's like... A kind of, not a full English, a half English, let's call it, and then the full English. And I think the full one is like 5 quid, 6 quid. And then you can get refillable coffee as well and stuff. Like it's very good value, the breakfast you get in Weatherspoons. And it's kind of like what it would be like in a cafe, but the kind of cafes just seem to get more and more expensive now. And I know that that's because Weatherspoons are a big fucking corporation that can underprice everything, but you get such good value for what you buy in there. So I would always say that, yes, that is a pick that I would choose for the food as well. When a lot of times when we're at uni, like when no one would be doing anything, or you, like say, I don't know, Dan and Ben are going, you know, we used to go out on the Thursday, me and Charlie didn't want to do it. We'd go to Weatherspoons and we'd like not have eaten food or like still a little bit hungry. We'd go and have a pint and then we're like, oh, if we fancy getting food, we'll get food. And it's kind of like we could have picked any pub, but we picked Weatherspoons because it's the option of the food at a good price.
Yeah, but I think other pub food is better food than Weatherspoons food.
Yeah, it might be.
I think if you go to like a proper traditional pub.
It might be, but there's the benefits of Weatherspoons, the fact it's cheap and it's decent, which is what appeals to me, especially when you're talking about in the category of like fast food.
I think it's good value for money. I've got fond memories of Weatherspoons, but it's completely down to the drink. And I mean, I don't think I'm gonna change either of your minds, so it's fine. But
I think when quarantine finishes, hopefully, touch wood.
If it finishes,
I have to go to like a sushi place and have sushi for the first time, like record my reaction or something. Just because
you've got to go somewhere nice though. You can't just get like a
Sushi Mania.
Cheap thing.
We'll go for sushi and then get tanked up in Weatherspoons.
I'd love that.
Or get tanked up in Weatherspoons and go get sushi, maybe.
Or have some sake in Sushi Mania.
What did you just call me?
Whoa. Huh? What the fuck?
Sake.
That's gross, man. Sake. I don't want any of that.
Shall we vote?
That's what it's called. That's what it's called, right? That's not like a defensive word.
Very offensive.
Sorry.
I don't think it was offensive. It's just the way you say it comes across.
What? You pronounced it.
Sake.
Sake.
Yeah. Sake.
We'll go get some sucky and then...
Weatherspoons or Sushi Mania? Dan.
Sushi Mania.
Charlie.
Weatherspoons.
Simon.
Spoons.
And I'm going for spoons, which means it's through 3-1. And that wraps up our semi-final Z in total, and we go to another break before we come back for the final. See you in a moment.
Hello, this is Dan. I'm here to ask you, if you like what we are doing over here at the World Cup of Podcasts, then please could you take 30 seconds to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, as it helps the podcast out a lot. If you do leave a review, we'll shout you out on the podcast as a thanks for continuing to show the support. We have new episodes out every week, and I hope you continue to listen and enjoy.
Should we get crank on to the final segment of this one, mate?
Let's do it.
Beerist of margins.
Oh, what a beerist of margins.
And we are back for the final time in the World Cup of Fast Food Part 2. And that's the last time, maybe not, that I'm going to say that tonight. But here we are. We have our two finalists. And they are.
That's such a weird.
What a rubbish
weird,
point.
Yeah. Weird.
It's just really difficult. It's really
that's
difficult
the last time
to
I'm going
to
say that tonight.
It's just really difficult to say. I don't like having to say it. It's too many P's.
Such an
I don't
assumption.
Know.
Though.
It just feels weird to say. I don't think there's any P's we'll in it. It's see. F's. Fast Food Part 2.
Yeah.
It's just. Yeah. It's the Fast Food Part 2. No, World Cup of Fast Food Part 2. It's that part that fucks me up. Anyway,
you're really struggling with it. I think just
maybe you
on.
Should fucking
it
host
sounded
it
good.
Nonce.
No, it sounded
Pizza
good.
Pizza Express versus Wetherspoons is our final. Is this a rogue final?
Is that our final?
Yeah.
Ooh. Fucking hell, that's a bit shit, isn't it?
I quite like it.
Two, I'm quite happy with it.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one, isn't it? I suppose let's go to Dan then. What are you thinking?
Hello, mate.
You all right?
To be honest, right now I'm thinking, is there like a Chinese fast food place? I've never... Like a like rice box, maybe? Is that Chinese?
Wok and Go.
Jesus, calm down.
What did you say? I can't eat.
Very good.
Yeah, I am strongly opposed to Wetherspoons winning this.
Okay, why is that?
I think Pizza Express, well, especially in this final, I genuinely think Pizza Express is the better fast food place. You could argue that Wetherspoons does more, but it's just a bit rogue, isn't it? Like people go to the people do go to Spoons to drink, and I think people that go to eat at Wetherspoons are normally over 65.
Yeah, but you can see why there's a market for people liking to eat in Wetherspoons. That's you got to say in its defence is
yeah.
That there's a reason. Like
I've just never thought about it.
Maybe it's because you're a bit too like tightly wound, highly strung. Pretentious, you know, all these things. Maybe that's what
all
it
those
is.
Words. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm better than Wetherspoons. I think that's probably not a bad thing. No, I don't get. No, don't get me wrong. I go to Wetherspoons and I go to get fucking 2-for-1 cocktail in the jugs.
That's your first problem. You gotta be not be getting those fucking cocktails. Like, if you want to go somewhere for cocktails, go somewhere better than that. Because they're just
well, exactly. If you
want to
go somewhere for food, you go somewhere better than that.
Yeah, but if you're going in there, if you say you're going in there for the drink, you get there's better things than that, for sure.
Nah, that follows the cocktails. That's just get me started.
Yeah, maybe. Pizza Express, Simon. What are we saying about that? Is it a worthy champion in your eyes?
I definitely think so. I can't think of any pizza places other than well. Apart from like Pizza Hut and that, but no, none that I'd rather sit in. If I'm sitting in at a pizza shop, this is the one I'm going to.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, and yeah, you don't really sit in at Domino's. Pizza Hut. You
yeah.
sit in, it feels a bit tacky.
Pizza Hut, you can, but it's not the same. That's a takeaway one. You can't sit in and eat that and enjoy it.
I will say.
I think you only sit in Pizza Hut for the buffet.
As well, the Pizza Express also do good other dishes that aren't pizza. That kind of goes under the radar.
Yeah,
like they
it's
do a
like
lot of good
pizza and
pasta. Things, yeah,
really good.
It is a good.
And
place.
Also, like you said, the Doughballs. You go
are like
for the
Doughballs. Doughballs could be a complete winner on their own. I think they're that good.
Yeah, definitely try the salad dressing. I recommend trying that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, I will do next time I go if it reopens.
No, you can buy it. You can buy it in Tesco's or anywhere. Sainsbury's, other supermarkets are available.
Oh, very nice.
Very good. All right, Charlie, any final thoughts before we get into the vote?
With Wetherspoons, like, their breakfasts are really good.
So good.
But obviously because I feel like they're cooked fresh with their lunches and dinners. I can kind of just tell that they're, like, either, like, cooked and left under a heater or just microwaved.
They are probably microwaved, let's be honest. Allegedly.
But then I did say their pizzas. Allegedly. I did say their pizzas are on par with Pizza Express.
Interesting.
Yeah, but you were wrong about that. Remember?
Yeah, but the thing is, I love their dough balls and garlic butter. the dough balls and garlic butter are fucking so nice. And like Simon said, I would prefer to sit in Pizza Express than the Wetherspoons. I would go to Wetherspoons to sit in if I wanted to get smashed in 2 hours.
Yeah, you for me, do. It's
more 30 minutes.
Frames of mind when I'm at each.
Yeah, baby.
Pizza Express, I want a nice, sort of relaxed, calm meal. But if I go Wetherspoons, I just want a cheap where I don't have to behave in that.
I really don't like, I don't like desserts at a restaurant.
All agreed.
But with Pizza Express, they have this cheesecake, cookie crumble cheesecake thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
I always get it, and it's fucking so nice.
Yeah, that's a great shout.
It's so different from all the other desserts in other places.
Why do I think they do profiteroles as well? Do they do profiteroles?
Yeah.
That's what sort of like the dough
yeah. with the dessert. Yeah, they are so nice.
But yeah, it's just their cheesecake, man. I don't know what it is. That's the only place I have a dessert if I go out. It's really weird.
I think we've made a decision, boys. Should we get into the vote? Charlie, you can kick us off. Who is the world champion of fast food? Part two.
Pizza Express.
We have to say it again.
One for that. Dan.
Pizza Express.
S money.
Pizza Express.
And you know what? I'm going to go for Pizza Express as well. We've got a 4-0 win in the final, and our champion is crowned. A round of applause, everybody.
Fucking hell.
Why?
So a clear winner in what might have been maybe a weaker pool of picks potentially, but do you know what? Sometimes that's just the way it goes. That's how the cookie crumbles. And I say that quite a lot now, actually, but it is just kind of the way we roll here at the World Cup of Podcasts. We'll be back again next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, if you feel like you need a bit more of us in your life, a bit more Charlie Hadlam in your life, then head to our Twitter and our Instagram at World Cup of Pod. And don't forget to subscribe to our feed wherever you get your podcast. And do you know what? We're going to say it again. Review us on Apple Podcasts. Right, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Thanks,
please.
Thanks, Dan. Please. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, wait. Ben's here now. Ben, where have you been, man? He's dripping wet. Wait, what's that in your hand, bro?
Did you plan this?
No, I didn't. I just wanted
to. Oh, no.
Because this is not going well.
Yeah. Oh, well, you laughed, so...
Shout out to Fast Food Episode 1, where Ben made Chicken Cottage infamous for going swimming and eating chicken. But as I was saying before Charlie interrupted me, Charlie, what should everyone do?
There's no way he was listening.
Go on, stay inside.
What should everyone do? Stay inside.
Yes.
All right, stay inside and review the podcast and Apple Podcasts, because that helps us out a lot. And remind you, get in contact with us on our email, which is worldcupofpod@gmail.com. Because if you do get in touch, Mr. Dan McClure over there will read out your emails on the podcast. We'll read out your lovely questions. Anyway, thanks again for getting involved and supporting the podcast. We'll see you on the next one. Cheers. Bye-bye.